with tuppence for paper and strings. You can have your own set of wings with your feet on the ground.
Well, finally, any excuse to get out of the studio on a beautiful day. We're going to head upstairs now, outside the Radio Centre, to do a bit of kite flying.
Oh, let's go fly a kite.
We're going to meet a man whose business revolves around kites. Kieran May is an aerial photographer with a difference. In his business, Bird's Eye Kite Photography, he attaches a camera to a kite and sends it up into the sky to capture images for the likes of tourism bodies and various businesses.
Clear. Oh, let's go fly a kite.
Hello, Kieran. I've heard about aerial photography out of planes, but I've never even thought about it attached to a kite. How does it work?
Not many people have. Well, the technology is old as the hills. Kites are thousands of years old. Photography from a kite was the first remote sensing of the planet. Very first thing. The technology for that is as old as the aeroplanes. It was used extensively during the early stages of the First World War, but then the aeroplanes came along and it was all forgot about it, and I sort of resurrected it.
Were you always interested in kites, Kieran?
Just absolutely love them, Richard. What's not to love about them? They're just such a positive thing. You're out in the environment. I equate it to fishing. You need patience, but what a beautiful lifestyle.
So where did you get the idea then to attach a camera to the kite and actually make a business out of it?
I can blame my wife, Bryony, for that one. For a big birthday, a 40th birthday, she got me a spin in a helicopter. Took me over my own home village of Maguire's Bridge in Fermanagh, and blew me away. Didn't recognise it. I knew it intimately from my life, but didn't recognise it. So it got me thinking, how do I recreate this view? How can I do this? Minus the helicopter and all the other expensive bits. So I started on embarked on a journey of breaking kites and cameras, learning all along, and which has got me to this stage now. I don't break kites and cameras anymore.
You must have had a lot of trial and error, because if you'd never really done that before, it would have cost you a lot of money smashing off rocks and trees.
Yes, there was. There certainly was. But the equipment I used in the early stages was less expensive than what I use now. I use full SLR, full frame cameras in some instances. And I allowed myself. I took the time to make mistakes. I'm a great believer in making mistakes as long as you can learn from them.
What had you been doing before this business idea came along, Kieran?
Well, my life changed 11 years ago. We now have three boys. We came back to Ireland. We had been living in England, living very successfully and doing well in our careers. I left school at 15, became a bricklayer. That was a done thing. I trained as a nurse. I've been a long-distance lorry driver. I've travelled the world many times. Had a pretty cool life, really. But with having the children, I've put down my roots by sticking a kite in the air.
One of the things, I spent a bit of time in Mexico City, I lived there for a while, and I distinctively remember on a Sunday evening, all the kids would fly up their kites, which were often homemade out of newspapers, and you'd see them across the skyline rising up above a lot of these houses. It's not something that remains in Ireland at all.
No, I think people have maybe just got a little bit afraid of themselves and their environment, and I think we've just ended up maybe creating a generation of PlayStation type children. But you bring them out, I have three young boys, they love it. So it's absolutely fantastic experience. And I think, if you don't mind, I'd like to read a couple of lines from one of my favourite poems by Seamus Heaney, Kite for Avian. Air from another life and time and place, pale blue heavenly air is supporting, a white wing beating high against the breeze. And yes, it is a kite. And when one afternoon all of us there trooped out amongst the briar hedges and stripped thorn, I take my stand again, halt opposite Anarish Hill to scan the blue, and back in that field to launch our long-tailed comet. The kite ticks off, itself alone a windfall.
That was a wonderful memory. He clearly didn't forget. What do you think about when you're flying a kite? Nothing or everything?
both. The most important thing is you've got to maintain your kite in the air. A kite does not raise with the wind, it raises against the wind. So there's a continual little battle there. I dare I say it, I'm a man, I multitask. So I have to fly the kite, I have to keep an eye on my camera, I radio control that camera in terms of pan and tilt for the image that I want. So lots going on. And it's just an absolute treat to be out in the environment. It's a very passive, quiet experience. I get to hear and see all that nature has to offer.
Well, let's see if we can get one of these kites up. I might even give you a hand if I'm any use at all, Kieran.
Good man. Yes, you said you've had previous experience. Looking forward to it.
I'm regretting that already.
It's a delta wing. It's an aerofoil, all invented by a boy called Bernoulli. All this technology was great. It was cutting edge. But then, as I said before, the aeroplane came along and it was all just swiftly forgotten about, really. But we should be fit to get it up. I'll just put a line onto it now. The one thing you must remember with kite flying is you're not totally in charge. The wind is the master. You walk with it. The day you think you're in charge is the day something will go wrong. So you always, the most important thing in what I do is to fly your kite. Walk with the wind. That's...
Well, let's give it a shot.
That was a mini gust, and as with kite flying, patience.
This is the zen bit, is it, Kieran?
This is when I... When, as my children have said to me and my wife, Daddy, why do you have big muscles in one arm and not in the other? And it is because you have to be ready, and you're always... The right arm really is a bit stronger than the left arm. For that reason.
There we go, Richard, we have it now. Oh, that looks great. Well done, Kieran.
As high as a kite now.
Watch the trees. Well, that looks fantastic, that kite flying up against that blue sky. Well, that's all we have time for this week. We must fly. You can listen back to the programme or download a podcast on our webpage, rte.ie/thebusiness, or you can go to the RTE radio player on rte.ie/radio. That's it from us. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Electric Ireland, providing excellent customer service for our growing SME sector.